Welcome back to the Sneaker Chronics podcast with me, Danny, aka at Roy Stenio, and my co-host, Nicole, aka... I missed the aka last week, Miss Eves.
You didn't?
I didn't say aka Miss Eves.
Sure, no,
I just said Miss Eves. At Miss Eves, aka at Miss Eves. I forgot that. And I messed it up again this week. We'll get it right for next week. We'll
have
a go.
Third time lucky. Mm. But hi, everyone. Thanks for ruining my intro. Hi, everyone.
What was your intro?
No, I just mean like you didn't even say hello.
Oh, sorry.
Before you started rambling.
Oh, I do apologise.
It's too early for this.
It is too early. First of all, apologies for the lateness of this week's podcast because we aim to get it out on a Thursday morning and we are sat at the Leeds Brew Society recording it on Thursday morning, and that is mainly because I am very busy and important and I've been doing fun stuff all week, and Nicole's like, can you do this day? And I'm like, nope, I'm obviously busted. Can you do that day? No, because I'm doing a secret project that you guys will find out about next week. So here we are. Thank you. First of all, thanks for everyone who listened to the podcast last week. And more for you, like, how do you feel like doing it, listening back?
Yeah. Do you know what? Like, I enjoyed doing it. I enjoyed listening back. My dad said I was a little bit quiet.
Like
so I'm sat on top of the mic today.
So you are literally. Nicole is like licking the microphone because of my big booming voice.
Literally. But it was fun. Like, I liked the feedback. I'm glad that everyone wasn't too mean.
Nobody was mean. No, well, there was one comment that was kind of funny.
Yeah, not funny.
Well, I thought it was funny, right?
We don't need Dan back. You've got me.
But Dan's got better legs, right?
Stop it. Right, we need to bring Dan in. Stand him next to me and see who's got better legs.
We'll get Dan in. We'll get
for a leg comparison.
A leg off.
A leg off.
Oh,
yeah.
We could do that.
Dan
with the leg
Who
off.
Who wears the trainers the best? Me or Dan? It's beef now. It's literal beef at this point. Yeah.
I've forgotten who made the initial.
Irrelevant person now.
I can't remember who it was. Irrelevant. Mr. Irrelevant person.
Mr. Irrelevant. Shout out to you.
But everyone who was jumping on and saying like they were glad to hear it back and. It's been really cool to do, and we're just going to continue, obviously, going forward. I think we're going to kick it off and try getting to a bit more of an actual process this week, because we know who Nicole is now.
Yeah.
So, and if you haven't heard, don't know who Nicole is, listen to last week's, because
exactly. There's
a little intro on that.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicole's, if you didn't realise or you didn't know, has got a journalism degree, and she has been scouring the news for news features and things that are going on this week, and so over to you, Nicole. Will you tell me, because I've not really looked into it,
what
has been going on in the world of trainers this week?
Do you know what I'm going to first of all say? I feel like this section of the podcast, we need like a little like news of Nicole.
Do you not know how simple I am?
You're not going to do that,
and I keep it basic.
Do you want, maybe you sing it and I'll be like, hello guys, welcome to the news. So I feel like there's not been a lot going on, to be honest. Maybe we should start with Sneakers Day. I feel like that was one of the biggest things.
Sneakers Day?
Sneakers Day.
Did that happen?
Well, it's on my list.
Well, it did happen, but I feel like...
It wasn't as publicised as I thought it would be.
That was my point about
did
it happen.
I was going to say, like, please don't do this right now, it's too early. But
so when the sarcasm may not translate too well over.
Yeah, I feel like literally, before we came on the mic, we were saying, like, our different types of sarcasm. And I was saying, I hope everyone at the podcast doesn't think I'm a dick, because I come across quite dry, you know.
I know this.
Some people don't get it, and your sarcasm, I just don't know if you... I don't know.
I'm constantly taking the piss.
No idea right. What's going on. I just laugh and nod.
Right, that's all I need in my life. People to laugh and nod along, people. That's good.
But I feel like Sneakers Day, it's... Yeah. I don't know, it's just...
So a few years ago, obviously, it all started... For me, it started off like... Air Max Day was a thing, 26th of March.
Yeah, I feel like that still is though.
Yeah. But even then, I think this year that wasn't as good as it has been proved. Mm-hmm. I still hark back to 2017 when it was Elephant Air Max 1s and Anniversary Reds and all those like incredible Air Max that came back.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the vote for the Sean Witherspoons.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually got some interaction with it. And I feel like you've kind of lost a little bit of that. And then they introduced Sneakers Day a few years ago, and I thought, oh, that's kind of cool, and they had some, like, relaunches and some restocks of products. But this year, I feel like, what?
It kind of came and went.
Yeah, I didn't even... And I know there was an event in London, and I know, like, people maybe closer to, like, Nike Town and places like that may have got invites, but I didn't see anything in the build-up. I saw a lot of people going, oh, I'm off to the sneakers event.
Yes.
But I didn't really kind of see much product, I guess, to get me excited.
I didn't. Or, I just saw people, like you say, people from London, like influencers are just like people that are around and about just going to the event.
Yeah.
But nothing on the event. I didn't even know what was going on, what it was.
No. And it should be, and I know, like, kind of, we all like different things, and I'm probably more Adidas, but I still like the other brands. And, like, for me, you want other brands to produce, like, good events and and everything, because sneakers,
Nike.
Yeah,
come on, it's like,
is it Nike or Nike?
Right. You know what? Ooh. Was it you or was it someone else? Well, it was you on my blog when you, corrected me. Right.
So, your typo, I said,
yeah.
I was, because I'm.
I hate people like you.
But why?
Because I get someone at least every other week, like, coming for me with, like, a typo on my blog.
But I wasn't. I was coming from a good place, right? Because
okay.
I was like,
cool.
Nicole's what? N-I-K-E-Y. Now, is that to say that it's pronounced Nike and it was a deliberate one? Or has she just, as she's pressed E, hit a
well,
Y?
Well, maybe if you read my previous blogs, you would...
Awkward. Maybe awkward moment here.
Then you would understand.
Okay, right.
Because like I said in one of my previous blogs, I've always said Nike. Like, that's been the thing. But I've worked with Nike, like the brand, when I was at size, they'd always be like, Nike, and correct me.
Yeah,
so now I'm like, what the fuck do I say? Nike just sounds cute, doesn't it? Like, oh, Nike.
Well, for me, it's always like, do you know when you go out for a ride on the things with two wheels?
Bikey.
It's not a bikey. Oh, give over. It's not a bikey. No, it's not a bikey.
It does sound better, though.
Well, I mean, if I said I'm off out for a ride on my bikey to some of my boys, they'd be like, what are you, like... But, yeah, so the point I was making is it was always Nike to me growing up. Nikes and ticks, not Nike and swooshes.
Yeah, I say tick. I say the Nike tick, and it's a swoosh.
It's a Nike swoosh, not a Nike tick.
Yeah.
But yeah, back to the point. Yeah, it was a little bit disappointing, I think,
mm-hmm.
for what came out. I did have a little flick through the sneakers app,
mm-hmm.
Just to see if there was anything on there. But there's nothing. I've not really felt a lot of the Nike product this year, I don't think. Although there's
this
a
whole year, wow.
That's
a statement.
I know, but
that's a lot.
I'm genuinely thinking, what have I've not picked up a pair at all. Although there's a pair that will feature in a couple of weeks, and we're hoping to do a feature on it as well, so we'll keep that one under wraps.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's maybe.
That's Nika's
day. Nike's died.
Never.
Stop. No, I'm
stop.
Kidding. I'm
do
kidding.
You want to
leave? I'm kidding.
These Adidas people, I'm sick of them.
I'm kidding.
So further into my news, story number two, we've got, and I'm quite excited about this one, to be fair. I know you're not, because we briefly spoke about it and you was like, but
like what?
Because we're not talking about Adidas. The ACWTNs. There's a black, there's a white colourway.
There is.
I love them. But I love, right, I'm old school with this. Like, my first pairs of trainers, Cortez, Shocks, TNs.
Yeah.
That was my little bag. So.
So my TN story is, when I was like 16 and I was at my little part-time job, when I started getting into trainers,
mm-hmm.
and I had my own money to buy whatever pairs I wanted,
mm.
I was buying, like, back, so we're talking 1999, yeah, right? But I was buying like Air Max 95s and TNs, that's when they came out. Mm. I think it was 98 was the TN, was the launch of the TN. So I was getting the original ones that came out back in the day with my own money at 100. I think they were 110.
They've always been expensive, haven't
120.
They?
120.
What are they now? Like 200
odd,
maybe? I don't know.
I don't even know. Although I do know the price of these, because although Nicole shouted them out as like the news and like, oh, have you seen these? They're actually releasing this week. Did you realise that?
Yeah. Was it the 12th? What day is it?
We are filming
on the
14th. On the
14th,
so it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. I knew it was like.
And
somewhere.
they are £190.
Wow.
RRP. So
different.
Actually, we should have dropped this in the releases bit.
Yeah.
We kind of messed up. But the news was that these ACW.
I just think they're really nice. I was saying to you, like the. Like the blue ones that came out earlier in the year.
Yeah.
I love those ones.
Do you know what? So for me, I like a TN.
Mm-hmm.
I just wouldn't, as a 41-year-old, like next month I'll be 41, right?
Wow.
I'll have ticked over the clock another one. And I just can't see myself wearing a pair now. But shout out, like I said, I went to Busted on Tuesday night, right? VIP. I need to shout out Brid Spa as well for that, because they were like, the guys at Brid Spa like sorted us out. And Matt Willis was wearing TNs on stage for Busted. So there you go.
I'm here for it. You're never too old for a TN. I do think with these though, like, I like the colourway, but I feel like the black and the white is kind of just like a regular black and white TN, but just with a bit of like sauce.
For me, it was the, and I'm going to completely screw up the actual colourways here, so I'm going to apologise right now. But like the orange pair with the sunset, or what they're called, tiger. I can't quite remember what they were called. And there was those three, there was the three that did, was it last year or the year before? Mm-hmm. And the three boxes made up a pattern, if you got all three pairs. And there was like the blue pair, was it purple pair, and the orange pair again at the re-release? Mm-hmm. And I'm all for the gradients of the colours in a TN, rather than a plain.
Well, do you know what? TN. This actually leads perfectly into my next story. This makes a good journalist, because I'm going to carry this story into the next one.
Okay, cool.
My TN that I really liked, which I've still got, but they're broken, so I can't wear them. Like, the laces have come away. But do you remember when they did? They dropped some TNs and they dropped Huaraches at the same time, and they were just in those bold colours.
Okay.
So I've got the red pair of Huaraches and a red pair of TNs.
Oh, all right.
And it was when they were doing, like, the colour block ones. Me and my younger brother got the same ones, which leads into my next story.
Nice little segue.
Yeah, I know. Like, oh, my God, hire me on the news. I seen someone post that it's 32 years for Huarache this year. I don't know if that's true, but I saw someone post it, so I'm taking it as fact.
Well, we'll go with it. That
we'll
fact.
Go with it. It's factual.
Yeah. 32 years of Huarache. So that would take it back to 91, which is probably about right,
crazy.
I reckon.
Before I was even born. I know. I love them. And I feel like Huarache is such a... Like, people really question the shoe. Like, whenever I put them up on Instagram, oh, my God, do I get hate. Like, absolute hate for them. So, I love them.
So for me, I never did the Huarache thing. I've never had a pair.
What? Sorry, what? We should have discussed this before.
No, because I saw that you put that. I was like, this is a really interesting point. Because I for whatever reason, it kind of never did anything for me. Like, so when I was at high school, and there was... and it started being a thing.
Yeah.
People were wearing them. It just... I don't know if it was like the little plastic thing around the heel or
that
what it was.
After in my time.
Yeah, yeah. It just wasn't something that I ever wore. And then there was the triple black Huarache thing, and that was the thing to go to school, like school shoes. Mm-hmm. And it just was never something that I was bothered about. So I never did them.
Someone said to me, and I don't know how much I take this point, but someone said Huarache is more of like a northern shoe.
Ooh, that's...
And I think that's quite a questionable statement.
That's interesting.
But then I think about it and I'm like, do I really see people down south wearing them that much? Or is it more of like a northern thing?
I don't know. Do you see... I don't see many people wearing them. I mean,
I don't
you do.
Anymore. Yeah, you do.
You do, but you I don't... Do. Like, you can't see what I'm doing with my hands here, but I'm doing the quotation marks. Sneakerheads. Yeah. I don't often go to, like, trainer things and see people in Huaraches, even if it's, like... a Nike thing or like Offspring or anything like that, like down
it's
in London.
True, yeah.
I don't really see many people rocking them. But
it's
I appreciate because there's styles of shoes and I feel like they're a staple 100%. Trainer that are always going to be there and I get it. And that's so I think we touched on it last week. You got to celebrate that people like these things just because they're not for you. For me, I don't slate anybody's choices because we all have, you know, you celebrate the differences. It's not about you wear this and you're wrong for it. It's about, cool, you wear that. It's not for me. But I appreciate that you wear a different kind of aesthetic, I guess.
Yeah, aesthetic. Is it aesthetic or aesthetic?
Ooh, I always say aesthetic.
I do. But then some people just want to correct you and say aesthetic.
Sounds I hate people better. Who correct people. Who corrects people?
I know, like, why is such a busybody?
I know.
It's like you, correcting my blog post.
I mean, that's kind of where I'm meant with it. But yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of it for my little news. Little 3 points there. Sneakers Day, TNs and Huaraches. Very Nike focused, of course.
Don't worry, people. I'll take over the news next
week. I know. I was literally thinking, I was like, all your Adidas fans will be like, God,
well,
why is this girl on here?
I know for a fact there is some Adidas news coming up next week that people may be aware of, but may not actually know about. But by next week, should know about it or will be in the process of knowing about it. So don't worry, people. More Adidas talk on the way.
More to come.
And is that the end of the news?
That's the end of the
Do
news.
Do I have to go...
Check back in next week for News with Nicole.
News with Nick.
News with Nick. Oh, my God. I need my own show.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
So I won't see you next week. She'll have gone like, oh, I'm doing my own podcast,
that'll
News with Nick.
I'll be on BBC.
That's it. Yeah. So we, me and Nicole were talking this week and we were touching on what to talk about. And I thought... Do you know what was really good when we were just... Because last week was completely ad-lib and we just did like a Who's Nicole type thing and we touched on this a little bit. I thought that actually, because we said it last week, would be a really good little feature for us to kind of discuss. Because we said at one point, and I've forgotten how it came up, was do we wear trainers for sure to show off to other people, or do we do it... Or like under the radar kind of thing, or do we do it for, or what is it that we kind of, why do we collect trainers, right? And what is it about the whole trainer collecting that makes us kind of go, I want to do it?
Do you know what, for me, right, so when I first started, it was for the sake of like having them to have them, I think. But now I love that feeling where you wear a pair of trainers that might be like really exclusive, but not everyone knows about them. And you'll go to like an event or you'll go somewhere and someone will be like, oh my God, those trainers, like, oh, cool. And they'll just give you that little bit of like, we know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's what I like, that little like quiet, what's the word? Like
a nod of appreciation something like that. Or just that appreciation look or like,
we know what's going on. I like that rather than like, I don't know, I'm not just getting them to be like, look at these on my feet right now.
Yeah, so I'll be brutally honest, right? I've gone through the stages, so when the trainer thing hit me when I was started at school, so high school, right? Because for those of you that are not in the UK, for us guys in England and Scotland and all this kind, we had to wear school uniform, and the one thing that set you apart was your footwear.
Literally.
So even though we couldn't wear trainers at school, I had my shoes in my bag. And wore my trainers to school.
You went to a posh school then?
No, I didn't.
We wore trainers. Did you wear a blazer?
No.
Right, well, no, neither did. If you wore a blazer, you was posh. Wore like polo shirts and jumpers.
No, we're talking 90s here, right?
Back in the olden days.
Olden days, right.
Before I was born.
Yeah. So we was, in fact, I started high school in 94.
I was born in 96.
Oh my God, right, okay, so.
Wow.
That's where we are.
Wow.
But the point was, so we would identify ourselves by the trainers, and then you'd wear it was different back then to what it is now. So you'd have a pair of trainers, and it was so you could play football on the yard. So even if they were your best pair, you were flexing them, but you were beating them up at the same time because then they were your pair to kick the football around on the yard. And I remember there was a guy, and he was a bit older, and he would have the torsion Adidases, which is what I referred to them back then. I can't remember if they were ZX's, like 8000s, or what exactly they were. Oh, he had like Air Max 93s, I remember the 93s, yeah. Right? And I couldn't afford, or my mum couldn't afford to get us. Mm. So my big thing was just having three stripes on my trainers.
Mm.
And if I just had, and I remember I had like a black pair with three white stripes, I can't remember what they were, but they were just the basic. But I thought, then all of a sudden I was like, puff chest out. I was like, oh, because I've got, and it went on from there, like Reebok Classics. So it did start off like a bit of a show off. It was trying to be a bit of a flex. And I guess it evolves, doesn't it? Because then that was just the introduction into trainers and sneakers. And then as you get older, you might have like different viewpoints, I guess.
I think your priorities change as well. Do you know what I was going to say randomly that popped into my head? Do you know what we used to wear at school? Obviously, I said it in my like last week's podcast. I kind of started out wearing Air Max 1s. That was a big thing. But then Clarks. Did you wear Clarks? I used to wear Wallabies to school, black Wallabies.
So it was
Kickers.
Yeah.
And was you going to say Kickers?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kickers.
Kickers.
Clarks.
Eless, or Elessa, however you want to pronounce that. Those shoes. And then just right at the end, of me at high school was Rockports, was a thing.
Okay.
Nicole's looking at me blank, like, what are rock ports?
Yeah.
Right, so everybody bombard Nicole with pictures of rock ports from like late 90s.
Here we go.
But that they were like really expensive, like booty shoe, like boots type things.
Mm.
And the point of them, they were, you could get everything kind of replaced. So if the soles wore out, you could take them back and get replacement soles.
Sustainability
in the 90s, right?
Wow.
Oh my God.
Bring it back.
Yeah. Ahead of the curve type thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was our thing at school. But my point, I kind of was like flowing through that. So then you get to a point where it becomes not a flex for me.
Mm.
So trainers, don't get me wrong, like you kind of alluded to, having a pair on to go to an event or something that nobody else has.
Mm.
Well, there's two strands for me, right? There's the Pokemon card. I've got this and you haven't, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't, you're not doing it for the flex. It's just because I've got that, right? So if you've got a one of 2,000 pieces, individually numbered, like there's some Adidas Parises, like ends, one of 300s, and things like that. It might not be to show, it might be like that self-satisfaction, that collector within you, that want it for the collection, because you collect stuff and you're passionate, and it's not about anybody else, it's just about you.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the flip side of that, to having that pair that you can flex on people.
Yeah.
And it's just, and it's a fine line, right? Because at the same time, I want to sometimes have something on that somebody else doesn't have. It's not always because I want to flex on people. It's just I want to wear something nobody else has got.
Exactly.
For me.
Yeah. And I feel like in today's like trainer world, the amount of people is so saturated. So having something that other people don't have is kind of different now.
Yeah, and it's a Spider-Man meme, right? Where the Spider-Man's like pointing at each other. Like you do sometimes, and I'm not calling anybody out or any particular group, but you can call out, like, you can go to events and people have got all the latest Dunkats come out, or the latest Air Max, or even like the latest pair of Specials or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's kind of looking the same. And for me, I don't know. When I was growing up, it was kind of different. You seeked out those pairs to be different,
mm-hmm.
not to be the same,
I guess. And now it's literally the opposite, because like everyone gets them to say they've got them, but then everyone's literally the same,
Do you not think it's ever so slightly slowing down and people are trying to pick out those pieces that other people don't have now? I felt like there was a period in time where everyone entered every raffle and everyone was getting every single shoe and we all had the same stuff. And now I feel like, and it may be because of economic climate,
mm-hmm.
and that people don't have as much money in the pocket and they are being selective.
Yeah.
And then they're thinking, right, well, I'm not just going to blow £500 a month on trainers, I'm just going to spend £100 a month on trainers. Right, which one am I going to go for that's not going to be what everybody else goes for?
Yeah, because I think one thing that, you know, when there's one trainer that you get and it's like everyone gets it.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, I don't want to wear this now. Like I did that with the Jordan ones, the Chicago ones, whatever they are.
Oh, right, like the Reimagined. Were they called Reimagined or
something? Yeah, something like that. And I got those and I was dead happy because I love a Jordan one. I love the colourway. And then I got them, and I remember getting them, and I put them on my Instagram story, and everyone was like, oh, it's like another Panda Dunk. And from then, I think I've worn them twice.
Right.
But I love them, but I'm just like, everyone's got them.
Yeah.
It's like the Panda Dunk. Everyone, like, God, no. You couldn't, I wouldn't even take the shoe gifted.
Do you know what I mean? And a little bit for me, obviously, we said in the releases last week, the LG, right? Everybody wants them, so, and I get it, right, because I'm completely embedded in that community. But everyone's picked them up now, so you almost think at the next event,
people
are going to be wearing them, which is cool, right? And I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I probably won't, because I'll be like, right, what else would I wear? Because some people will be wearing the LGs, and I don't want to be the Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, all just in a group together.
As much as I love the pair, and shout out the little secret thing I was doing yesterday that you learned about last week. A guy turned up, and I was talking to him and I said, oh, did you get the LGs? And he was like, yeah, but I thought you'd be wearing them today. So I didn't wear them. So like, shout out to Mike, who kind of said, I wasn't wearing my LGs because I thought you were wearing them. And I was wearing them to friends.
Well, Spider-Man moment.
Because I had averted, like we didn't happen. But it is interesting. And then I also do like the pair that flies under the radar, because sometimes I'm not bothered about like showing off or flexing. It's sometimes good to have that one pair where you're like, oh, I'm just going to stick those on today.
Yeah.
And sometimes people just look and think, oh, they're just a plain pair of Adidas or...
And the people that that's the feeling I like.
And that's,
you know, when it's like, when someone stops you and it's normal people will be like, I have no idea what that shoe is. And then when someone stops you, like, oh.
Yeah. I think, and I mentioned it last week, I feel like we're repeating, we're not going to repeat everything from last week on the podcast, but the Axel Foley Adidas Country, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you know, if you love Beverly Hills Cop, right, you know what trainers Axel Foley's got. Mm-hmm. And these are just general release. You can pick them up anywhere. They've probably even gone into the sale at the minute.
Yeah.
But I love sticking them on because I'm like, nope. I bet people don't even know that it's Axel Foley, right? And then someone goes, oh, why are you wearing those? And I go, oh, because Eddie Murphy wears them in Beverly Hills Cop. And like, oh, that's cool. That's, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like, and then it's like the conversation starter to then carry on whatever you want to talk about. Or, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what that's what trainers does for me.
I like the conversational. Like this, I was telling you this actually, and you told me to stop. Remember, when you said save it for audio. My funny story, going back to the TNs, the blue ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And it, before they'd released, and me and my friend was in Paris for Fashion Week, and a guy walked past us with them on. And this is before, like, you know, when there was a few like images on Instagram, and everyone was like, "Oh my god, like these are so cool." And this guy walked past us, and me and my friend was like, "Oh, I wish we'd have stopped him. Like, I'd love to just have a bit of a conversation. Like, how has he got them or whatever?" And we both looked at each other, and then was like, we'll go speak to him. And we literally ran, and I'm not even joking, ran through the streets of Paris to stop this guy to talk to him about his trainers. And I was like,
I mean, that's levels.
That is levels. And would you catch me running through London or running through Manchester?
I mean, I wouldn't run after anybody just to talk.
But he was such a cool guy. I'm not even gonna
like
him.
Me. This is audio, right? See, the eye roll don't work.
The eye roll doesn't work. But yeah, and we literally stopped him for like 15 minutes. We just talked about the trainers. And I think that's what it's all about. It's a conversational piece.
Yeah, yeah. And do you know what I really like is that shoes might be the point that you start talking.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the initial connection. But off the back of that, you kind of like talk about everything else. Because like, and especially for, I don't know, not just saying this for Adidas people, because I know it goes across all genres, but let me just talk Adidas, right? You go to somebody, of course, right? Adidas, shout out,
Adidas.
People. Oh, someone said even something better, they said Daddidas. I was like, why has Nicole not used Daddidas? I was like, that's kind of...
creepy, but cool.
Adidas. Or Daddidas.
Whatever it is, that's what you people are.
but you can go up to somebody who's got like a pair of shoes, like those kind of shoes, and you can almost... not quite pigeonhole, but you can start talking to them about football. There's a good chance that they're going to talk about football.
A good chance. 99.9% chance.
But then hand in hand goes the music, hand in hand goes the culture and everything else around it. And you can identify that quite often because of people's trainers.
Yeah, 100%.
And I love that's what trainers does, because you can't really do it the other way around. Like from people's clothing, like, all right, you might have a Stone Island jacket on, and you can kind of guess.
Yeah.
But I feel like, and we said it before, shoes make the outfit, right?
They do. And do you know what? Like, for me, if I see a guy and I don't like his trainers, that's it.
Like, is that the ick?
No, it's over.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
before it even starts.
Yeah, like,
right, okay.
Why are they creased? Or, like, why are they dirty? Or, like, what are those? Like, what are those?
What are those? Yeah.
Like, no. Like, because it makes the person, well, for me anyway.
No,
imagine,
no.
Like, being a sneakerhead. I'm doing the little whatever
quotation
that
quotation marks again.
Bunny ears.
Yeah.
Like, imagine being that and your boyfriend or your girlfriend wears, like, I don't know, Skechers.
Yeah.
I wouldn't step out with them.
I mean, this is going back a long time, obviously.
You're old.
No. This is pre going out with the girl I'm seeing at the minute, right? So,
yeah.
But I went out on a date because Coral's into trainers, so that's how we connected, and obviously
you do
we're together
you,
because of that.
The
shout out, actually, we were in Leeds Blues Society. Shout out, this is where I first met Coral. She came to an event
years
ago.
Yeah. What a love story.
I know. But pre that. I went on a date, so like, because I was just single,
mm-hmm.
and a girl turned up in fake Vans.
Stop it. Are they all trainers?
Fake
Vans.
Vans.
How did
and
you
to,
know?
And to be fair, how do I know? Because I'm into shoes, right? So I know that. Because
how
they were
close
like,
was you? Did you like get her leg up?
No, because they weren't pretending to be Vans. They were like, Zara equivalent or a Topshop equivalent or whatever it was. So they weren't fake Vans, they were just like an unbranded kind of shoe. And to be fair, she was kind of, when I kind of said like what I was into and like blah 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 when you start like doing all that, she was like devastated. She was like, oh, I feel so embarrassed, because I was like, listen, we're all different, it's
fine.
Oh my
god, I'd have been like, should be.
Brutal. Brutal.
Take them off now, let's go shopping.
But then she got into shoes and then she was like...
You inspired her. Went, oh. Do you know what I hate? Oh my god,
inspirational. Influenced is what you mean.
I hate when you do that. Like, I hate when, like... Do you know when someone's not that into shoes? Like, you date someone and then, like, you kind of, like, tell it, and the next minute they just... You take it. Like, give me my sauce back.
I don't mind that.
Give it me back.
Oh, I don't mind that.
Sauce
spread
dealer.
The love.
No, you're too nice. I'm like, nope, that's my sauce. That's my ketchup.
Brutal. This is what I'm like, cowering in the corner here. There's like Nicole fierce eyes across the, this is what I do. This, you can't have that. That's my that's my thing. You're not allowed to have that.
Can you tell I struggled sharing as a child?
No comment. But the one thing I want to fire up to all you guys listening is why do you kind of, what inspires you? Do you do it for the flex, or do you do it for yourself, or if you've got any little sound bites or stories? Like I say, we'll put a post up on Instagram like we do all the time. Mm-hmm. Get in the comments and let us know like what it is, or, and what, like, I guess, do you do it for show? Do you like flying under the radar? Do you like flexing? And there's nothing wrong with having a flex, right? Because we kind of like, I still do it, right? If I'm off to a show, like I might be doing something next week down in London.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Gonna flex.
Of course I'm gonna.
So if anyone sees you next week,
yeah.
Like, oh, he's flexing.
Oh yeah, yeah. Look at him.
But I kind of want to know in the comments what shoe that people are flexing with as well, just so I can go through and judge everyone. Like, put the best shoe. I want to see what your flexing shoe is.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm full of grit. I'm carrying this podcast at this point.
Oh, it's already. Is it?
Woof. Put your flexing shoe in the comments, and we will rate it. That's what we'll do.
Nicole will rate it, because I'm not that guy. Nicole will go through.
You'll just sit there crying.
You can use your at Miss Eves to go through the comments and pick those out. We'll leave that kind of bit on there. I did actually remember, before we go on to the next feature, because we go through this week's releases, and it kind of just reminded, I don't know what we just said then, but it reminded me. For those of you that don't know, like, I give away a pair of trainers every single month, and the way I've always done it is I've had like a Patreon subscription, which seems kind of a little bit self-centered, like, hey, support me. But the money always buys the pair of trainers, right? It doesn't pay for me, for Mark, like me going on holiday or, or meals out. But I've changed it up like literally this week, because shout out Jagyor, James, who works at Size York actually. He was talking about just some random stuff, and he said, oh, have you seen Instagram subscriptions? I was like, no. So I had a little look into that, and it is just a way better platform to kind of do this. So then, like, you can subscribe. It's like having OnlyFans, right? OnlyDans is what we're gonna. Can we go with OnlyDans?
This is good. OnlyDans.
I mean,
pay for his trips to the Bahamas. OnlyDans.
Me and Dan Squire, when we were doing the podcast, we used to call it OnlyDans, but only because it was OnlyDans on the podcast.
That's
right?
Actually quite funny.
Yeah.
Maybe go do that again with him.
Oh, sod him off. Bring back the legs. Bring back Dan. We'll have OnlyDans. But it's a great platform, because then you can use Instagram to put subscription only content on. So we are going to do like things like Friday features. Me and Nicole are actually going to do a, I don't know if we're going to call it Podcast Plus, but I kind of like it.
I do. Have you just come up with that now?
Podcast Plus.
I'm
going to say yeah. I did just come up
like
with
Disney
it now.
Plus.
Oh yeah. Subscribe. Yeah.
Like,
and you get a little intro, a little insight extra.
Yeah.
So if you don't know what it is, or if you've never done it before, just go onto Instagram. It's not only picture posts, not video posts, which I've learned. I'm on a bit of a learning curve with it, right? Because it's a little bit hit and miss on what you can and can't do.
Mm-hmm.
But, for example, you can have private chats. So shout out, we've sorted out people with LGs this week, people who've like doubled up, and then they've shared them in the group and just retail passed them on to people. And then we can grow it, we can do more giveaways and all that lovely stuff. So if you want to be involved, go onto Instagram and find a little subscribe button. £2.79 a month, right? I paid more for my coffee. Yes, we do have to pay for our coffees, even though we use the space.
Yeah.
Come on, Leeds Booth site, sort us out.
What's going on?
I know.
£3.60
for that coffee, right? £3.60? You went for a proper...
And I couldn't have wine, it was too early for wine, wasn't it? I had an iced latte.
I just had a regular latte, so I think mine was £3.50, so...
I had oat milk, maybe mine was more expensive because of the oat milk.
Or they charge you 10p for ice.
Yeah, maybe. Extra water. Frozen water.
So yeah, that's just one thing I wanted to put out in there, because people always ask me about the giveaway stuff, and and just for clarification about, it's not paying for my brand new car.
That's a lie. It's a big lie. So when you see,
but I've got an M2. Yeah, coming.
When you see his pictures from wherever, the Bahamas, you paid for it. Well done, guys.
Thank you. So on to the releases for this week. Like we always said, me and Nicole scour the internet and the launch pages to just see what is coming out this week. To bring it to you, I guess. And again, I think there's a few pairs that I've actually dropped today because we kind of lined all this up, and then the secret project shouldn't have happened. That was a very last minute secret project, so this should have gone out before with the releases, blah blah blah.
So for once, it's not my fault. Like, I know I was late today.
Today? What about last week? Was you late last week?
I'm sure I was on time. Kind of.
Just
you're lucky I turned up.
Right. I mean, I thank my lucky stars every time Nicole turns up for the podcast. And it's not just me sat in the back of the cafe, kind
falling
of like...
Falling asleep.
Yeah, falling asleep.
When is she going to get? Is she going to come today?
Correct.
So
first up, and I didn't actually know that last week when I made the Fat Joe joke, that these were coming out. It was just coincidence. We have got the Air Force One Terror Squad. What are we saying about the Air Force One Terror Squad?
I'm not screaming about it. It's giving Panda Dunk. It's giving Panda Dunk.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not for me. Like, no. Also reminds me of licorice.
Yeah.
Licorice all sorts.
Have you seen my licorice all sorts dunks?
No.
Oh, Nicole's not seen my licorice all sorts dunks. So we're going to go off on a tangent, because that's what we do here.
Yeah, standard.
But so it must have been nearly 2 years ago, I got asked to create a dunk.
Oh, wow.
A Nike SB High as part of a project with Attitude Store down in... Essex, I'm going to say, somewhere down there. It's down south, right? Near London. But people go, that's not near London, right? But it kind of is for us. And there was 11 of us, 12 of us, I can't remember. We all got a chance to create our own dunk high. And it was based off a plain dunk. And we all coloured them separately. And I did mine licorice all sorts. And I'll send you a picture.
Yeah,
in fact, while we're talking about this, I'll see if I can find the picture of my licorice all sort of dunks while we're kind of going through this. But Terror Squad, I mean, it's like 20 years. I am reading this, so do apologise.
Yeah.
We have like skipped through this. But 20 years since the album dropped. And 20 years ago, obviously, we've established Nicole's like a little nipper. But I was going to like hip hop nights and listening to all this kind of stuff. So it should stir that kind of memory, that kind of nostalgia to make me want it.
I get it, because I can see, like, they said, like, they're keeping it, like, versatile with monochrome. But I just feel like they could have been more. Like, they could have done more.
Yeah.
Like Sneakers Day, they could have done more.
Are you saying Nike could have done more again? You ain't going to get anything gifted from Nike, saying.
Sorry.
Anyway, retract.
Retract.
Let me just take that back. I feel the same. Like, Air Force One, Fat Joe is like synonymous, right? So it's kind of like the thing. It's just, I do like an Air Force One, but again, I don't really wear them. It's a shoe I appreciate because there's certain classic trainers that
you can
appreciate. Adidas Superstar for me, 100% appreciate them. They're just not maybe. Right. I've got a couple of pairs, like I love the Bape ones, but I've got kind of wide feet, right? And the Chelton nips my toes, nips my little pinky, right?
Yeah,
so
you can't wear them.
Well, I can, but I've got to understand that I'm going to have to go through pain
no pain, no
to look this good.
Okay. I'm here for the confidence. I'm here for it.
I mean, if you don't know by now, right, then you should know. So I'm just showing Nicole a pair of my licorice all sort dunks. This is just the render. I do have the real pair.
Oh, really?
I did actually made them, yeah.
Wow.
But I'm only one of ones.
No way.
Yeah.
Do you wear them?
I've never worn them.
I bet.
I've never worn them yet.
That is actually really cool.
But maybe that's a flex, right? To wear them to an event
there
once.
There we go.
Is it a flex or is it just kind of... I love that they're just mine
God,
and nobody
flex.
Else
I'd be
is...
Like, no one has got these.
Nobody
the
else has
world.
Got these.
Just me. I made them. Oh my God,
shout out to Attitude and Dan. Loves sneakers, hates sneakerheads, I think is his Instagram handle.
Love
it's kind
that.
Of funny.
Love that.
He actually made them.
Yeah.
So, because the original ones from Nike SB were like plain, and like hemp and like that neutral colours. So, shout out that little throwback calling them out licorice all sorts.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. I've not mentioned
us. I told you I'm carrying this.
Yeah. I'm going to dig them out. They're somewhere in the new house.
I
don't know where they are. Next up, and I had to throw these ones in because Nicole's obviously a big Nike Shox girl.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some more Nike Shox releasing this week.
Yay.
There are some black pair.
Oh, I love those.
There is a black pair. That's not what we're looking at, Nicole.
I know, I'm sorry, but I do.
Nicole's just pointing at different trainers on the screen, everybody. We've got some Nike Shox in a white and a black colourway.
Kind of fits the same as the TN launch. Maybe it was a little smart move.
I wouldn't. But these are AC.
No, but I'm just saying maybe the Nike just thought, we'll just drop those at the same time.
Maybe. I don't know. So they're not a shoe for me. I'm going to say that straight off the bat. And even I appreciate a Nike Shox, right?
Mm.
And I'm really, really sorry. Even I don't. If I saw someone wearing these, I don't think I'd be like, ooh.
Do you know what? Like, I've got a few pairs of Shocks. My main Shocks that I love to wear are the size exclusive ones. Do you know where they're like different colours?
All right.
I've seen them, those ones.
I will have seen them, but I can't recall them off the top of my head.
I like wearing those because they are quite different. And everyone's like, oh, they're really cool. The plain black and white colourway, I'm not screaming about. Again, it's just, if I was shorter, I would wear them a lot. And if I'm around tall people, I don't mind wearing them.
Right.
If I'm like around you, for example.
Are we bringing this up again?
It's just a lot of height.
Yeah.
A lot of height. Maybe you should wear them. Maybe you should. They're the shoe for you.
Again, you because it's audio, you can't see the expression that I am pulling. Right, but yeah, I know the Shocks I love are the originals, the silver ones.
Yes.
The OG kind of colourway. And I think anything, even if they're controversial, like you don't like the shoe, going back to the TN conversation we had, if you go in OG colourways, any Nike OG colourway on anything, I think Huarache.
Again, yeah.
OG colourways, I think the hit well.
These like black and white colourways, it's just easy wear for anyone. Like anyone can wear them because you can just match them up, can't you? With
anything. Yeah, you can put them on. Yeah, I get that. And then another controversial shoe, because I think we're just doing controversy this week. And even more off the back of this is going to be even more controversy because when we put this together, Nicole said something completely outlandish and I was like, right, I'm going to bring this up. We have got the Adidas times Craig Green Stan Smith split with the split down the back of a Stan Smith. Well, it's not down the back, it's all the way down the middle of the shoe. It has just split.
Can I just say, can I start this and just say, £220.
I mean,
£220 for that.
I mean, so I will just, wow. I will agree, and I will also say £220 for any shoe.
But
because
for that shoe, a Stan Smith.
I'm a tight Yorkshireman though, so I haven't paid £220 for any shoe in my life.
Yeah, but that.
No, so they are very controversial, and I was just flicking through, right, because I love a Stan Smith.
Of course you do.
But Nicole replied this week with, I hate Stan Smiths.
I do.
And I was like, what? Yeah. What is this nonsense?
It's just
coming out of your mouth.
Do you know how you were referring back to the girl that wore the bands that were fake bands? That's what Stan Smith looks like. A shoe that's not a shoe. Like, it looks like you could pick it up in Primark, $3.99, and you wear it to pee.
But then I would flip that back. Do you know when I said I never do Huaraches? But I can appreciate that they are a classic shoe.
Oh my god, I can appreciate it's a classic shoe.
That's okay then.
100%.
Right, that's okay. Because I was going to launch over the table.
And I could feel it. It was getting heated. Good. Like, I can definitely appreciate the history with any shoe. Like, just because I don't like it doesn't mean I don't appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I appreciate its history. I appreciate people like you love them. But I'm just like, 220.
And shout out Lunchtime, by the way, and everybody walking through the cafe as we're recording.
It's just got very, very loud. Yeah, I'm going to be on top of it.
Yeah.
But no, I can definitely appreciate it.
No. So, I love a Stan Smith. I think it's just a classic. What did you think about, and we missed this release because of when we started doing the season of the podcast, the Homer Simpson Stan Smith?
No, I like that one.
Right, okay. I like that one. That's cool.
Yeah, because that was cool. That was actually really cool. Like, anything like that, anything a little bit weird, I like. It's just that one, especially with the split and everything, it just kind of...
Yeah, it's too much for me.
It's too much for that shoe. Does that make sense?
Even if it was £100...
Yeah,
it's too much for me.
Too much. Like, I'm saying, like,
and also,
£80, like, it should be.
I don't know who Craig Green is, because I don't do, like, I'm guessing he's some sort of fashion designer, but I don't really do high fashion. I know what I like, I stick to it, and that's...
You sound like such a Yorkshireman here. I know what I like, I stick to it.
And it's white, and it's Warburtons, and that's where we're at with it. And then, the only other shoe we had releasing this week... And I'm going to throw Nicole in here because she said, I don't even know how to pronounce that. Was the Mason Mihari Yasuhiro?
I don't know if that's how you say it, but I love it. I'm not going to say it, but I love it.
It is just... It's not a shoe for me. It's not a shoe I've got on the screen,
no,
either, so I can't.
It's giving, like, at the moment, I love the chunky skate vibes. It's like a Vans and a Converse, but just chunkier and... better.
No, I appreciate that. For me, it goes back to like the Stan Smith we just spoke about. I don't do fashion. I don't do fashion like I dress like a tramp. I don't mean that. As in, I don't do like high fashion. Or
yeah.
I know, like I stick to Adidas. But and I go into streetwear, like I like Stussy, Carhartt, Para, and things like that. I just would never go into like. It's just not my thing.
See, right. I don't normally, like, I'm definitely not a designer, trainer girl, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just not me. I'd much rather wear a pair of Air Force Ones than, like, a Chanel runner or whatever.
Yeah.
But those, I think because it looks kind of streetwear, like, it looks, it's, like, chunky. On foot, I love a shoe that just makes, because I've obviously got, like, size 5 feet. I love, like, a shoe that's just,
do you not
like,
topple looks, over?
Wow.
Sorry, just throw it out there.
Wow. I'm not that tall. Like, I'm really not that tall. But, yeah, I love a shoe that just makes it look like your foot look chunky when you've got small feet.
Yeah, I do like that. Because even for a guy, I'm only 7.5. So, Nike SB Dunk does that.
Yeah.
Like, it's chunky, and, like, if I wear, like, well, any Nike SB Dunk, but, like, Travis Scott's, you wear them out, like, with your padded toe and stuff. So, I appreciate
like
that.
It's like wearing...
That aesthetic, or aesthetic.
Yeah, aesthetic. It's like wearing tissue boxes on your feet. I like that vibe.
Can't wait for a picture of you wearing tissue boxes this week. And so, yeah, and that's the end of the releases this week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of wrapping up to the end of the podcast. Now, I did throw out a challenge to Nicole last week on the spot. And she says, I'll come up with something next week about a little code word or phrase to say. And she's looking at me like, I forgot to pick it up again. What can I use this week for the little code word for people who got like to the end of the podcast? Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations if you made it this far, especially with all the background noise.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And the lunch run.
Yeah, everyone's and, but kind of, we wanted this vibe, right? And the one thing I'd say is, if you do feel like the background noise is too loud, right, just let us know and we'll try and find somewhere quiet. It's not the end of the world.
We
like the venue.
Just deal with it.
Joking. And we like the beer and wine and the coffees that the leaf
was saying. It's nice here, so if you don't like it, lump it.
Correct.
That should be it. If you don't like it, lump
if you don't
it.
Like it, lump it. There we go. So we made it this far. Hallelujah. I think that's it. Thanks for everyone for listening this week again. And we will hopefully be back next week for a podcast. We'll sort out dates. We'll make sure it happens for next Thursday morning drop, because I know for certain I'm not on secret projects. Next week.
Not my secret projects.
But you'll definitely hear about it next week.
Yeah.
So we'll see you in a bit. Thanks, folks. Bye.
Thanks, guys.